From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Wall Street hedge fund managers are deeply rattled over a Reddit collective beating them at their own game in stock purchases of the video game chain store GameStop. Small investors over several months collectively bought up enough shares of the company whose stock prices had been rapidly falling, in part due to hedge funds short-selling the stock. But the collective stock buys by members of the Wall Street Bets group on Reddit drove prices up to hundreds of dollars a share. Hedge funds that had bet on GameStop failing owe billions, as many small-time investors have seen their fortunes rise. The story has revealed a deep well of public anger at Wall Street investors who have long gamed the system to their own ends, but who are now balking at small investors banding together. Senator Elizabeth Warren echoed this anger, saying for years the same hedge funds, private equity firms, and wealthy investors dismayed by the GameStop trades have treated the stock market like their own personal casino, while everyone else pays the price. My guest is Doug Henwood, a political economist and editor of the Left Business Observer, author of After the New Economy, and also host of a weekly radio show called Behind the News. Welcome to the program, Doug.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get to Wall Street's reaction, let's actually make sure everybody's on the same page and understanding what exactly happened. I have to confess, last week when I saw headlines with the words GameStop, Reddit, Wall Street Bets, short selling in the headlines, most of those words didn't quite make sense to me. I understood what, you know, I had heard of short selling, but I had to watch several video tutorials explaining what short selling was. So you've been on the interview circuit explaining this. What's your, you know, in a nutshell explanation of what happened?
Well, short selling is one of those things that civilians find completely stunning about the financial markets when they learn about it. I think part of the block that people have with understanding it is that it just seems so bizarre and surreal. Think of it this way. If you think a price of an asset is overvalued, if it's too high and you think it's going to fall, you want to bet against it. And to bet against it, you want to sell it. But if you don't own the asset, you have to borrow it and sell the borrowed asset and then hope you can buy it back, cover it in the jargon of Wall Street, at a lower price. Sometimes people do what's called naked shorting, which means they'll sell it without actually owning it, and in the hopes that it'll fall in price, which is how GameStop's short interest, as they're calling it, exceeded 100% of the stock outstanding.
So this is a brick-and-mortar store. A lot of people have likened it to the sort of Blockbuster of video games, not a store that necessarily has good prospects for the future. And so these short sellers had essentially bet on this company going out of business.
Yeah. Last summer, it looked like, you know, the days were numbered for GameStop. All that business had moved online. There's the pandemic hurting the retail sector. I think they have something like 5,000 stores. And, you know, there's just a large presence to keep open at the time when the retail sector is in terrible shape. So a lot of people thought, oh, this company's going to die. You know, it's losing money. And if we short the stock, we'll make money because it's going to go to zero eventually. But then some operator came in whose name escapes me, I think in August, and he decided that he's going to try to revive the company. So he bought up some stock, tried to press management into getting more digital, closing stores. He got a couple of seats in the board. He wanted to turn the thing over. So then people said, oh, maybe GameStop does have a future. So the price started rising. That squeezed some of the people who'd been short. They had to buy back the shares. Things didn't really go crazy until January, when the folks in this Reddit group learned all about this and decided, well, we're going to launch a concerted attack on all these shorts, show those hedge funds a lesson, and then maybe make some money in the process. This is what's called a short squeeze, that if some people start buying a lot of stock and there are a lot of people who are short it, the shorts have to buy it back. Otherwise, their losses could be infinite. You know, when you buy a stock, your risk is just that it'll go to zero. If when you short a stock, you have limitless risk. If you shorted at 50, it could go to 100. It could go to 150. It could go to 1,000, and you're screwed. So
because the stock value can only go up by so much, but of course it can only go. I mean, a stock value can go up infinitely,
so much.
Whereas it can only go down by so much because once it hits zero, it hits zero.
Yeah, it's dead. Right. Some of these Reddit folks found out about this. They got a list of other stocks, a lot of other people which were heavily shorted, and they decided they were going to have some fun and hopefully make some money. Now, I just saw something Monday morning suggesting that that maybe a lot of the shorts had not covered, so much of this action was just regular buying. But whatever was happening was that there's some 3 million people, I think it might now be up to 5 million people in this Reddit group, acting in concert, buying GameStop, but also AMC and Tootsie Roll, which is kind of funny, and a few other stocks, and producing large rises in these stocks that nobody paid much attention to and were, in many cases, being given up for dead. Funnily, though, I mean, people thought they were going to be damaging Wall Street by doing this, but there are a lot of people on Wall Street who are actually making money off this. People who have held those stocks for believing that they'd recover. People who just trade stuff and just anything that rises, they'll get involved and hope they can go along for the ride. AMC was able to sell a bunch of stock because of the rise in its price, so they made them money, and it made the Los Angeles-based hedge fund Silver Lake a lot of money. Because they'd held some instruments that allowed them to make money if certain conditions were met. Let me put it vaguely, but it's just they made money over the fact that AMC stock was rising. So they hit one hedge fund, particularly Melvin, but on the other hand, these other hedge funds were doing just fine. Investment bankers were making money off this. Mutual funds were making money off it. So they really didn't do too much damage to Wall Street broadly constructed. They did do some damage to this hedge fund, but it's not really going to change the structures of power or wealth.
What has the response been in, especially the financial news, to what these Reddit investors did? We've been told for so many years that the stock market is the measure of the health of the economy as a whole, and that this is all about, the free market is there to benefit us all, and that if we don't benefit from it, we just haven't taken advantage of it enough. Well, here's a whole bunch of people who tried to take advantage of it, did quite well, and they're being, from what I understand, denounced as gamblers rather than investors.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of hilarious hypocrisy on all sides of this because, these Redditors are not exactly overturning the financial system. A lot of them just want to get rich themselves and become the hedge fund guys eventually. But on the other hand, these Wall Street people moralizing about improper behavior, just so ludicrous. I mean, a lot of what the Redditors are doing or have been doing is the same that what Wall Street does. It's just that Wall Street has a more respectable veneer about it. So, for example, going after some players you think are weak, like this attack on the hedge funds that were short a lot of GameStop. That's pretty standard Wall Street behavior. You try to find some weak actor and go after him. I mean, that's just pretty normal. You could say that what the Redditors were doing was classic market manipulation, getting together to move a security through, concerted buying or selling and then talking about it. So that's also the kind of thing that Wall Street does. And they're just playing the game. I think the fundamental problem that the Wall Street bet gang has is that they're just not the right kind of people. They don't live in mansions in Greenwich with 20-car garages. They're just guys who live in the basement or whatever.
And some on the left have even denounced them because some of the memes that they were sharing to encourage each other to buy these stocks were, let's say, MAGA-ish and even anti-Semitic.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me at all. If who knows? But certainly Reddit is not the most savory environment. I think there are probably a lot of those MAGA types. And the fact that Melvin Capital Management is run by a Jewish guy, I think probably entered their considerations. You just, people who really go after financial elites, anti-Semitism is often not far from the surface. Right. But then, you know, people say, oh, you're just, you know, trying to discredit these people or just upsetting the established order. This is a standard liberal reaction. You know, I've seen that too. There's a lot of unsavoriness to go around, all around here. Plenty of generous helpings for all.
One of the things that seems to be a lesson from this whole story is a confirmation of what growing numbers of Americans are realizing, which is that the stock market isn't a real thing, right? I mean, it works based on rules that have been set, but those rules have, of course, been rigged throughout the past year as the pandemic raged and unemployment kept skyrocketing. The stock market, which we were constantly told is a measure of economic health, has been doing just fine. So is that a good sort of moral to draw from this?
Yeah, I mean, the stock market often is completely unrelated to reality. It's often completely untethered from reality, but it's been particularly so over the last year. You know, we've seen this incredible booming rally that began, last March, that has continued through, you know, mass death, mass unemployment, you know, mass sickness, just so much misery around unemployment, people unable to pay their medical bills, you know, people just, you know, 450,000 people dead of COVID in the US. Yet stock market just keeps powering higher. And it's just, I think it's just particularly grotesque. I mean, I think it's grotesque in normal times, how unrelated to reality it is, and how it really is just a machine for making the rich richer. But it's just never been so nakedly on display as it has been over the last 9 months or so. This is just I think when a lot of people who are not, you know, familiar with the financial markets look at it, and they think it's just all a casino and it's all a big racket. And then, you know, you study, learn a little about it. You say, oh, maybe this is sort of kind of rational after all. Now, I think you should never lose that sense that it all is a big racket. It is a big casino, because that fundamentally is what a lot of it's all about. Now, I will say that the stock market is important in the sense that the shares in corporations are certificates of actual ownership. So the people who own stock own the productive apparatus of the United States. But it's just, you know, managed for their enrichment and with no consideration for anyone else or anything of the long term. It's just a gigantic money machine for making as much money in as short a period of time with the least amount of effort and the least amount of planning or thought.
One of the things that we're seeing in headlines is a warning from Wall Street investors saying the GameStop activism is going to hurt retirees. And I think the sort of more accurate aspect of the story is that apparently some retirement funds, without the knowledge of the retirees who've invested in them, do engage in short selling. How do you respond to this sort of headline?
Well, you know, I think financing people's retirement through the stock market is a very bad policy generally, because it's a very volatile, unreliable thing. The stock market does well when the working class does poorly. So for particularly union pension funds to be so deeply invested in private equity and hedge funds is really just the most anti-working class thing you can imagine. But I would also point out that only about half of all households have any kind of retirement fund at all. Of those that do, the average value is about $65,000, which is about a year's income for the average household. So we're talking about something that is irrelevant to the lives of most people. The stock market is of great relevance for the top maybe 5, 10, 15% of the income distribution. But for everyone else, you know, it's just a spectator sport. Or worse, something that's doing them damage.
I would not
buy that line very much.
Do you worry, Doug, that those people who are now finding out about this idea of boosting the value of GameStop shares because of companies like Melvin having short sold, that those people who are now buying those shares might actually be left holding the bag? Because, of course, now share prices are high. You can't, I mean, it's not really a good idea, right, to buy them at $300 plus a share, because at some point it's a bubble that's clearly growing and growing, because GameStop is clearly not worth $300+ a share. And some of these small-time investors who might be pouring money in late in the game might get screwed over pretty badly.
Yeah, I was on Twitter the other day. I said something along those lines, and I got a response. Well, it's going to 4,000, and you know, with 6 or 8 rocket emojis afterwards. So there are a lot of people who believe there's an old saying on Wall Street: they're not just discounting the future; they're discounting the hereafter as well. Another saying on Wall Street is that trees don't grow to the sky. And I think there are some people who think that they do. So somebody's going to get left holding a bag at some point. I doubt it's going to be the professionals. It's the stock market altogether as a whole is in just a massive bubble. Stocks are valued as highly as they've been in history. And that's a history that goes back to the late 19th century. They're just extremely overvalued by any rational measure. That doesn't mean they couldn't get more overvalued, but people who are getting into the stock market at this point are getting in very late. And there's a Wall Street belief that when the mass public gets involved in the stock market, it's a sign that things are getting pretty ripe and coming to a close. This has that feeling. You know, there's that old story about Joe Kennedy, the father of JFK, made a lot of money on Wall Street, who in early 1929 said the shoeshine guys were asking him for stock tips. And he thought, whether this is true or not, you know, he thought this is a sign that things are really getting kind of dangerous here. And this has a similar feeling that you have these people getting involved who don't know the first thing about it, who are getting sucked into dreams of permanent, easy wealth. I think that's not going to end well. But
and there are people now.
Who knows for how
there
long.
Are people now who are sort of trying to predict what the next GameStop will be. Of course, AMC Theaters, which you mentioned earlier, and other companies which have been the target of that Reddit group Wall Street Bets. People are putting some of their money in that now. Let's talk about the way in which digital technology has enabled small time investors to sort of get in on the game, and then collective action can lead to the kinds of things that the GameStop story led to. You have these apps. Robinhood, I believe, is that one app that a lot of people used to be able to simply buy shares without having to, you know, go through a stock broker. What do you make of? And then Robinhood itself played a role in trying to stem the tide of small time investors when things started getting out of hand, and now they're facing backlash. What do you make of the role of apps like this and companies like this?
Well, I would say I don't want to find myself defending Robinhood too extensively, but they did have a point in putting a halt to the trading because they're on the hook for a while. If people buy stock and it turns out they can't pay it, then Robinhood will get stuck holding the bill. So they don't want to do that, understandably. There is a certain amount of risk involved for them that they're trying to protect themselves against. But more generally, it's a very questionable app. They make money. There are no commissions on their trades, but they make money by routing them through a big operator, Citadel, which is a relative of the big hedge fund run by Ken Griffin, who is presumably one of the enemies of these people, but they're actually making him money every time they trade. From what I've heard, I haven't used the app or seen it, but from what I've heard is it's designed like a game, and it's designed to encourage people through visuals and sounds and all kinds of things to encourage in the trade. And it's virtual rule on Wall Street that the more you trade, unless you're, you know, a genius at this sort of thing, and there are very few of those, the more you trade, the more likely you are to lose. It just encourages people to get involved way above their heads, encourages them to do reckless things. There was a suicide last year over somebody who lost a ton of money in Robinhood. I'm afraid if this all falls apart, we're going to see something, you know, an awful lot of distress in the future. But, you know, it's a sinister app in that way, that it's encouraging people to do things that they shouldn't do. It just makes it too easy. Mm-hmm. Most people should avoid that sort of thing.
Well, so, you know, the response to that is, well, why shouldn't we get in on the game that the Wall Street investors are getting in on? They are so spectacularly wealthy. We've seen so much wealth transfer from the bottom to the top. So my question to you is, what can the role of government regulators, now that we have a, let's just say, less unreasonable administration in place, you know, now that Trump is no longer in office and we have a liberal Democrat who at least pays lip service to the idea that Wall Street shouldn't just be about the rich getting richer, what advice would you give to regulators who can make it fairer so that people don't end up, you know, so the stock market is a more accurate indicator of economic health?
Well, you know, I think over the long term, I'd like to see a much reduced role for the stock market in general.
What about a transaction tax?
But transaction taxes, it shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't be able to buy shares for free. I'll say that. It just makes it too easy. You know, if there's a transaction tax, commissions discourage trading, you know, just anything to slow people down from doing these things. You know, everybody wants to be like, you know, the big guys. You know, anybody who plays this game wants to, you know, the head of Melvin bought two beachfront condos in Miami Beach late last year for $44 million. You know, that does excite a lot of envy. And then you get some with somebody with a political grudge because, you know, how many times has Wall Street screwed up, you know, particularly 2008? But, you know, Wall Street has done a lot of damage to the real economy for decades. I mean, it's part of its business plan. So, you know, I can understand why people want to do damage to them, but then also people want to be like them, and you're just not going to beat them at their own game. They're too good at it. Everything is just stacked insiders. I'm quoting all these old Wall Street rules of thumb, but here's another one. Don't buy anything from someone richer than yourself. It's a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people like this are doing. They're buying stuff from people richer than themselves. And it's just going to end sadly. So it should be harder for people to trade stocks. Yeah, I think that the idea.
But everybody, not just the little guy.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Everybody.
I mean, now, like this. Senator Elizabeth Warren is saying that the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, should investigate what happened because she says it's not quite clear who's right and who's wrong in this game, in this whole story of what happened with GameStop. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. I'd just like really like to know how this all came to be, who the players are, you know, what the motives were, how it all came to be. Yeah. And there are reports that maybe some of the people who were in the Reddit chat room were actually hedge fund guys trying to dump their shares onto the unsuspecting. That may be too. We don't know who all these players are. You know, it's really strange to see, you know, millions of people organized in some kind of stock pool using fake names. It's just bizarre to see that this level of anonymity and having such an effect. Now, I'll say it's really, I don't think this is going to do much damage to Wall Street in the long term. What it might do is draw some attention to what a racket it is, and that might have good political effects. But, you know, You're not going to beat them at their own game.
Well, Doug, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I know you wrote about this story in Jacobin Magazine, and we'll link to that from our website later. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
My guest has been Doug Henwood, a political economist, editor of Left Business Observer, weekly radio show host. His show is called Behind the News. We've been discussing the GameStop short-selling controversy. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.